The giant statue of Bismarck on a horse was still standing, but Bismarck's sword, pointing toward France, had been cut off by flying shrapnel. A group of easy men wandered to the Rhine, where they began pointing and laughing at the grotesque ruins of the Hängebrücke, or suspension bridge. An elderly German couple stood beside them. To the shame of the Americans, the Germans began to cry and shake their heads. All their beautiful bridges had been twisted and mangled, and here were American boys laughing. The second impression was not of destruction, but of people. Lieutenant Foley noted that the residents, on their own volition, were determined to clean up and sweep out the ruins of war. Along most of the streets, there were neat stacks of salvageable cobblestones. Houses were worked on to remove the debris. They were still in bad shape, yet they appeared almost ready to be rebuilt. Amazing. April 19th was a big day for the company. The division quartermaster handed out 34 pairs of socks per platoon, or about one pair for each man, plus 3 bottles of Coca-Cola, accompanied by stern orders to turn in the bottles, and 2 bottles of American beer per man. The men got paid for February and March in the form of Allied military marks. These were their first marks, and they were ordered to turn in all their French, British, Dutch, Belgian, and American money for marks. On April 22nd, the company loaded up in the German version of the 40 and 8s. The cars had been sprayed with DDT and filled with straw. Each man got 5 K-rations. They were off to Bavaria and the Alps. Bradley had assigned the 101st to U.S. 7th Army. Its objectives were Munich, Innsbruck, and the Brenner Pass. The purpose was to get American troops into the Alps before the Germans could create a redoubt there from which to continue the war. Hitler's Eagle's Nest in Berchtesgaden was the presumed HQ for this combination last stand and the beginning of a guerrilla war against the occupiers. Eisenhower's biggest fear was that Hitler would get to the Eagle's Nest, where he would be well protected and have radio facilities he could use to broadcast to the German people to continue the resistance or begin guerrilla warfare. It turned out that the Germans had neither serious plans nor sufficient resources to build a mountain redoubt. But remember, we are only 4 months away from a time when everyone assumed the German army was kaput, only to be hit by the bulge. So the fear was there. But the reality was that in its drive to Berchtesgaden, Easy was as much as 100 miles behind the front line, in a reserve position, never threatened. The company's trip through Germany was more a grand tour than a fighting maneuver. The tour began with a 200-kilometer train ride through 4 countries.